So nice to be here this morning, and it's always a homecoming when we come over here. Thank you, Pastor Jordan and Tamsin, and Pastor Bill and Audrey, and Pastor Brad and Wendy also. We could see that is a great. And then Pastor Terry, you know, that was a joy to see. I've been hearing this Mexico ministry for a long time, but I never met anybody from there, but the first time, and then he gave me an invitation to come. Maybe next time when I'm right there in Las Vegas or somewhere, I ought to just sneak in right there. Praise the Lord. God is a good God, and I want to bring greetings from all the churches, Victory Churches in India. Thank you so much for standing with us, and you have been faithful, because I remember that the first day I came into this church. That was when Pastor Bill was inaugurating this the building, and Dr. George was there, and Dr. Dick, and so many people were there. And I don't know where I was standing, somewhere there or somewhere here, I don't know. And I looked at all these things, and ever since that day till today that, you know, we have grown together. And you have been supporting, and thanks for all your prayers and your offerings, and may God bless you. And I just, if anybody is very good in your phone, I just want to make a little mathematics. Can you just take 3,800 multiplied by 5? And then multiplied by 24. Multiplied by 5, and then 24. That is 456,000 meals we give every month. Getting it? 456,000 meals, hot meal, we give to the children every month. It's something, and we are believing. This is right now 3,800 children. And we are believing to go to 30,000 children. That's what God said by 2025. So thanks. Thank you so much for your prayers. I have a word that I'm going to share with you also. And, you know, it is sometime our government is, you all know that maybe some of you may know that it's not a very cordial one. It's a very hostile. And the Hindu fanatics, you know, it's a very, very fanatical, and they just want to take down all the privileges of minorities, and they want to change the constitution. But our conviction is, no matter what happens, Jesus said, you will be hated of all the people because of me. Is that right? Whether in India or whether right here in your nations, we will be hated. But then, what are we going to do? Just like Pastor Terry was sharing right here, we have to guard our heart, and we have to continue to walk in love. That's all. There's no other thing we can do. You know, we are wondering and how we are going to, every year, the big crusade that you are seeing there, thousands are getting saved. In the last, I would say, the last 3 years or 3 to 4 years, 50,000 people have accepted the Lord in their hearts as a personal Savior. Are you all happy? Are you really happy? Or is only just a report or a statistics? You know what? Let me tell you. Heaven will rejoice over one soul that is saved. Heaven. 50,000, you know, sometimes these numbers are so big, we're wondering whether they're really happening or not. So the only thing is that, you know, the crusades like this, you know, you have to come and see. Many of them are Hindus. They don't know anything about Jesus Christ. Even the lady that I was there, You know, in a small 5 minutes video, we cannot bring in all the testimonies. Our God is a healer. He's still healing. Praise the Lord. There are two ways of healing. One is instantaneous healing. Praise the Lord. Another healing is a healing of recovery. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. So two types of healings are there. One is instantaneous healings, just like that. That woman had a tumor, Hindu woman, right here under her blouse, and she came there and disappeared. And that's one of the reasons she's lifting up the blouse and showing the tumor was right here and it is gone. But some other, we have also seen that a lady was suffering from a cancer, and that's the end of it. Doctors said, even doctors told his sons and his husband that she's not going to live, she's going to die. It's only a matter of time. But then, you and I have got a power. We can continue to pray and leave it the will of God. So we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Today she's totally healed. So that is a recovery. You know, some instantaneous, some recovery. But above all, the word of God is more important than anything. Is that right? We need to preach. So that's why we are more than 50,000 and more than 100,000 people have heard the gospel. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Is that right? He never told us to discuss. He never told us to argue, because we are not there to argue with anybody and discuss the gospel with anybody. We have to just tell the gospel. Praise God. Because that's what God wants. I have a little message, but let me just say a few things about this, and then we go to God's word. Because God loves every one of us, you know. And even, you know, in this crusade this year, we are going to go for two cities. I'm not sure whether you have ever heard the name Varanasi. Varanasi is a city that is a capital of Hinduism all over the world. 4,000 years, Hinduism is there. And is situated on the river called Ganges. You know Ganges? How do you pronounce it? Ganges? It's fine? Ganges, yeah. One of the rivers. And this city is there. And if I just say something like this, once in 12 years' time, they have a very big festival. You know how many people will be inside the river? Millions, 10 million people will be inside the river. You might have seen it. And there are sadhus. Sadhus means the holy men with all this long hair and with all these, you know, saffron cloth. There are 4,000 Naga sadhus. Naga sadhus, yes. Some of the brothers are just, you know, smiling, you know, laughing, because these Naga sadhus are totally naked. And all the 4,000 people totally naked walking through the streets and going into the river Ganges to wash their sins off. And they believe it. That's what happening there. So God impressed upon our heart that this year we will take the gospel. That's a very, very demonic place. A lot of witchcraft. But no place, as we were singing the songs right here, no other name. Is that right? There's only one name that's given unto man. So we are taking the gospel, and we would very much like you to pray for this one. We want to present the gospel to the people, no matter who they are, and God is able. You know, I was just coming from Edmonton to Calgary. It's a little plane. It was only flying 10,000 feet in altitude. And there are two seaters here and there. So next to me was a guy sitting right there, you know. So I just started my talk, and then it went on like that. I came to know that he's a sort of a secretary of the Meat Cutters Association. And he just finished writing a book of 850 pages, a manual book or something like this. Then I felt I should tell him who I am. So I told him that how I was 16 years old, Jesus came into my heart And then God changed my life and gave me a hope. Now, because of that hope, now I'm able to, you know, help 3,800 slum children and 65 girls in the orphanages and take care of 40,000 homes in the slums, some of the slums. I don't need to show the slum pictures because Terry has already shown that is exactly India too, you know, but it's very, you know, it's still more bacteria right there. So I was just sharing that, and then I showed him some picture, and he was very, 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 very happy. And he said, my organization is based on Christian principles, but I'm not sure whether I'm a Christian. But his name is a Christian name, you know. So I told him that, and I gave him, you know, my testimony. That's all we can do. And the same way I did when I was coming from Los Angeles after spending time with Dr. George and Hazel. By the way, Dr. George and Hazel told me all the churches wherever we go to bring our greetings. So I just bring Dr. George and Hazel's greetings to every one of you right here. And then I was coming here, and then there was a lady sitting next to me, you know, in 40 years. And I just started, and I was sharing my testimony. And she said, I'm an actress. She's an American woman, an actress, and I have a lot of theaters in New York. And I told my testimony. So what I was trying to say was, our life is a living testimony. Is that right? Are you all listening to me? Are you all happy you came into the house of the Lord? You know, so because the Bible says, where two or three gather in the name of Jesus, Jesus is there. Three words I just felt in my heart to share with you this morning. Amen. Three verses from the Bible, and I'm going to talk to you because I believe there is a Kairos moment that God gives to every one of us. Is that right? You understand the meaning of the word? Opportune moment. God gives a Kairos moment. Yesterday I was meditating the morning devotion, the word of God. And it was very interesting. You know, it's about Joseph. You know, I'm just reading, you know, every day one chapter and sometimes two chapters. And sometimes I listen to all these messages. So I was reading chapter 40 in Genesis. I want you to look at a few verses. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's look at verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. We all know the story. Let me just read it. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night. Both the dreams in one night. It was very interesting yesterday for me to look at that. Each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. Now, you all know the story. We have preached on that. Our God is watching over us. If you just look at the life of Joseph, 17 years old, when he got the dream. When he became the prime minister of Egypt, second in command, he was 30 years old. It's all in the Bible. 13 years, a process is taking place. I want everybody to understand it. 13 years. And you know, they put him in the pit. He wanted to kill him, his own brothers. Then they sold him as a slave. He was brought into Potiphar's house. And then, you know, there's a setup. You know that one who set up that, what was about to take place. But then, that was a Kairos moment in the life of Joseph. Imagine if he had failed. I mean, I'm not going to going to do too deep into the spiritual realm. If he had failed there, I think that they would have been killed him, you know. Now he lands up in the prison, but he defeated the attack of the enemy or the setup. Now, when I was reading chapter 40, I began to see here is another setup. But it's not done by the enemy, but this setup is set up by God himself. Please understand, God is setting up something. The same day, they both are brought into the prison in which Joseph is there. You understand that is very, very interesting. They both were brought into the same prison. And one night they have the same dream. They have the dream on this same night, different dream. Please understand, you all know that within 3 days. And when the interpretation comes, in 3 days, God is going to remove you away from, you know, I mean, whatever. Pharaoh is going to put somebody back and Pharaoh is going to kill somebody. Because the third day, Pharaoh is having his birthday. If he had not, you know, gone through successfully in the Kairos movement, he would have missed it. And then the point that I want to make this morning very quickly is, you know, in chapter 41, the whole thing, you know this. And then when he interpreted the dream in verse number 38, and Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? That is a message I just want to bring to all of us as well as to me. The Spirit of God is so strong. You know, in spiritual life, many a Kairos moment, many of us we miss. Maybe that we are not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We are not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You know, many believers' life we see because of some roadblocks that are there in their life, their creativity is going, their innovative ideas are going away, that they are unable to think creatively because there's a struggle going on. Because if you look at this whole portion and the whole area, Joseph was able to interpret the dream. And standing before Pharaoh, he just told his the two dreams that Pharaoh had, and he's interpreting as if he knows everything. That is the Spirit of God. And this morning, I believe every believer, you and I, need to be sensitive in the Holy Spirit. If we are not sensitive in the Holy Spirit, we will miss many things that God wants us to know. Imagine the whole plan of God. God has to take Jacob and his family into Egypt and keep them for 430 years and make them a nation and bring them out of Egypt and bring them into the promised land. It's all a big, you know, plan God has. And Joseph has to play a very key role, very important role. What if he had missed that Kairos moment? Every plan of God would have been sabotaged. I want you to think about this. Thank you for listening and seeing all the missions work and, you know, participating and become part of the missions work. But I believe that as we read in Psalms chapter 84, verse 6, they walked through the valley of Baca and make it a springs of waters. I believe every one of us right here, we have the capacity to change the valley of tears into a valley of springs. Are you with me this morning? And I also believe that the purpose of this church in the city of Brooks, the purpose of this church, you see, the church that we have right now, our headquarters in Delhi, it was very, very interesting. God told me after 17 years in Agra, now you move to Delhi. It was very hard for me to move because a new move I have to make. I had two prophecies, one from one of a lady from, Maureen. You know, Maureen and Dr. Hazel, they all came to India. And she said, Dr. G, God told me to tell you that the place that you're going to buy for Victory Churches in Delhi is the highest residential place. She doesn't know anything about Delhi. That Delhi has 24 million people, you know. She doesn't know anything. And then another person said the same thing from Sweden many, many years ago. It's going to be a high place. Just to cut short the story, when we bought the land, our headquarters, Victory Churches of India headquarters, is in the highest place in the whole city. Highest residential place. And then some other lady also saw this vision. Dr. J, you know, you are standing on the roof. You know, we have a flat roof, not like your roof. We have a flat roof. You're standing on the roof, and there is a railway station before you. No way. Can you just say somebody comes and prophesy, I see a railway station, the rails and railway station in front of the Brooks Victory Church. What do you think? That was like this. No train, nothing there. You know what happened? After that, the metro station came and they linked the whole city of, and it's right in front of our church. There's a station there. I mean, when you are sharp in the spirit, let me tell you, here is Wendy sitting here. I remember one time we had some meeting with Paul McCalla somewhere, I don't remember it, north of, many years ago, north of Toronto in Barrie. And Wendy came, and we were there, my son was there, we were just sitting there. And she just said like this, I think I have to pray for you. I said, okay, go ahead. She began to sing a song and began to say some prophecy. And God is going to use you among the national politicians and leaders. She said like this, I don't know what leader is talking about. I don't know any politicians. You know what happened? This is very, very shortly. Then it so happened that we arranged a meeting, a Christmas get-together for the parliamentarians, for all the MPs. Around 200 members of parliament came, and our prime minister came, and our vice president came, and she just sang the song. Why I say was, when we are sensitive in the spirit, you will exactly know what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Can we just give a little clap for the Lord? Hallelujah. When we are sensitive in the spirit, that's what I like with Joseph. He was very sensitive. And the same thing you see, another verse. I said the 3 points I'll give you because the Holy Ghost is within us. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24 and 34. And I'm not going to preach a big message. I'm just sharing with something that I feel in my heart for this church as well as for me. There you see Caleb. God says, my servant Caleb had a different spirit. The Holy Spirit. I believe that's what I want to tell every one of us right here. When the Holy Spirit is begin to work in us, many a time we are struggling with our lives, struggling with our ministry. You know, a few years ago, I just thought, okay, my two sons are in Canada. My daughter is settled in Sweden. And I have a lot of leaders there. I will hand over everything to them. And I will just take a little bit, you know, a rest or something, go and settle in Canada because they have a nice visa for the parents. There's a parental visa. Canadian government is giving a parental visa. So I can have a visa for 10 years just like that. Yeah, nobody can stop me because my children are right here, so I can claim that. I can come. So I was thinking like that. Maybe I'll go and stay in Canada. Then suddenly God shows up. You know that. When God shows up, He's telling me, now you have to put one church in every district of India by 2025. There are 656 districts. So we are very busy running, planting churches. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, nothing is too hard for us. Sometime, we read in the Bible, they limited the Holy One of Israel. 90 million people living in the slum areas of India. 1.3 billion people. You know the two crusades we are going to, we don't call it crusade in India because the word is not good word, you know. It is just like this, you know, this is a knife, big sword. Come on, you accept Jesus, otherwise I'll cut your head. So we don't call it, we call it blessing festival. That's nice, blessing. We come there too. But you know the two cities are there? That province, we call it state, you call it province, is that right? 200 million people live in that province. 200 million. One state. Do you know how many percent Christians? Not one. Not half. Not quarter. 0.16% Christians. India has 600,000 villages. 80% of the total population, they live in the villages. And in that state, there are 130,000 villages. Friends, without the gospel, nobody can come to heaven. 200 million people, 0.16% Christians. I think we have a great job. Even say right here in Brooks, there are people, when God looks at Brooks, what does he look at? When he looks at Brooks, what does he look at? Does he look at the stakes? No, he looks at people, suffering people, people who are sick. And I believe that's what I said. And let me just close this with the last verse, and then I'll hand over mic back to, that is in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and 27. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and 27. That unction is in you. That Holy Ghost is in you. You don't need anybody to teach anything. The Holy Ghost will teach everything. Hallelujah. And that's why I said, you remove the roadblocks, you will be able to, Pharaoh may tell the dreams, and he's suffering. He's the greatest emperor of the time. But he doesn't have any magicians to interpret it. But here's a small little slave boy, and he's full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Full of the Spirit of God. He comes and tells, not only interprets the dream, you know what does he do? He gives it strategy. Hey, Pharaoh, this is what you have to do. I'm due for the next 7 years like this. He's giving a plan. And he's amazed and looks at this young boy. Where can we find anybody other than you in whom the Spirit of the Lord? You see, the Holy Ghost is in you. Know ye not, ye are the temple of the living God. And the Spirit of God is living in you. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Sometimes we look at ourselves and, you know, and we think that, you know, maybe I cannot. No, do not look at yourself. Look at the hills from where your help cometh. Hallelujah. You see, I want to tell you right now, before I hand over the mic to Pastor Jordan. If I look at God, 656 churches, 656 pastors, even if I give $100 to them in the beginning, you multiply. I don't want to go, but that is, you know, mind-boggling. You know, 656 multiplied by $100 a month I need. Where I'm going to have that kind of money? You look at these little children. 3,800 children. I'm going for 30,000 children. From where the finances going to come? You know what? There's one person. His name is Jehovah Jireh. And that's your God and my God. He never changes his name. Hallelujah. He never changes. We look at God, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. We run our race. Hallelujah. We don't look here and there. I want to encourage every one of you. Some of you are struggling. I can feel in my spirit. Some of you are having many questions in your life. Please, don't worry about anything. Just come to Jesus. Allow the Holy Ghost to work in you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Thank you so much for your prayers. Because I have to, my boarding starts at 4:30. So my boarding today starts 4:30. So I got to fly. I got to run. You know, I got to go along with the doctor, Pastor Bill and Audrey. So please remember us in your prayers. And please remember, we will pray for you. Because out there, there's a mission field for you. I'm so happy about Mexico. I'm happy about Brooks. But God has put this church right here to be a testimony and a light for this city. You know, we always say in our church to all our believers, each one catch one. That's all. In 365 days, each one catch one. The church will double and triple. God bless you. Thank you for patiently listening to an Indian with an Indian accent. But I hope you are able to understand it. God bless you all. Yeah.